Greetings and salutations, you kinky fucks. Welcome back for another episode of Kinks with Kiki, episode 127. We're going to go ahead and get this started with S&M, aka Song and Mood of this week. It's going to be Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richmond. All right, so I chose that song because, baby, that's going to be my summer anthem. Like, I'm not too familiar with Tommy Richmond, but I do know I feel like he's more so on the production side, because I've heard a song of his, not necessarily his, it's a song where it's like a similar beat and a similar vibe. It's Brent Faiyaz, which we know as the toxic king of R&B. But it has like that same sound, and Tommy Richmond is also in that song. So I think more so he might be kind of on like the production side of things, but this might be, you know, one of his breakout songs. I can't say it is his breakout song, but like, it's a mood. It's a summer vibe. I'm like, that's how I want to feel all summer. Like, the emotions that that song gives off for me is what I want to feel like all summer. So a vibe, a mood, you know. S&M, again, aka Song and Move this week, is going to be Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richmond. All right. It's been a while, guys. I know. Nobody has to say anything. Nobody has to do anything. Don't panic. It's been about almost a month since I've recorded, and gonna get into that now weekly with Kiki. Your girl's been going through it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I have been burnt out completely from work. I literally sound tired as I record this, because I am. No matter how much sleep I get, I am just like, I feel I'm seconds from a nervous breakdown. So I have scaled back a lot of things. And unfortunately, one of those things has been the podcast. But work has been bad, because work has been extremely busy. And if you know me personally and where I work, it's not a good thing that I'm extremely busy, to be honest. But I am. I have been suffering from severe migraines. And my blood pressure has been doing a thing, because I have been so stressed out about work. Like, it is completely like altering my health and my mental state. So I just haven't had time. I've barely had time for my own life when it comes to work. So I just haven't had time for anything else. So it's been tough, because I've been extremely busy and I'm tired. But I mustered up the energy, because it has been almost a month and I really did want to put out another episode. So here we are with episode 127. I hope everyone is having a fantastic Monday. This is going to be a perfect start to your week. But your girl has been tired. I want to have a good summer. I want to have a restful, peaceful summer. And I don't want to feel like I currently feel, which is extremely tired, overwhelmed with a migraine. Can't even believe I'm recording with the migraine, but I've had them for so long at this point, I've just learned to be functional, which sounds awful, but unfortunately it is what it is. I am on a medication and we'll see. So that's really my month in a nutshell. Nothing of extravagant news. It's literally just life kicking my ass. So that's basically monthly with Kiki. Can't even think about what's happening this week aside from work. I will be going to North Carolina to visit my friends and family soon. I look forward to that. And then we'll see what unfolds of my summer from that weekend. So, all right, let's get this episode started. So this week, I want to talk about something I don't think I've ever talked about. I've talked about pieces, but I've never really went in detail about group sex. So you guys know I've talked about threesomes. I've even had episodes with people that I've had threesomes with in the past, as like a collective, we've discussed, you know, threesomes and our experiences with each other. So, but I thought it was important to really discuss, because I try with this podcast, I try to talk about everything. I try to talk about things that I haven't experienced through, you know, just educating myself and reading and gaining knowledge so I can spread said knowledge to people who are unaware. But I don't think I've talked about a group sex in detail. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Some of these things I have experienced, obviously. Some of them I have not experienced. So let's get into it. So group sex, there is a philia term locked around it. I think it's polyeteriophilia. I'm not really sure, but we know poly means multiple. And I'm just going to call it group sex. So group sex is any sexual activity that involves three or more people engaging in sexual interactions together. So that can be, you know, a mixture. It can be all women, all men, all trans, however you identify, male, male, female, 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 male, 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 you know, however you identify. It doesn't have to just be, because the societal norm threesome is a man and two women. And for some reason, the taboo threesome is like two men and a woman, which is weird as fuck to me. But we have nothing to blame for that but the patriarchy. And I am not here to be woke and feminist, but we're going to call a spade exactly what it is. Two men having sex with one woman. Only men folks say that's a train. Two women having sex with one man. The niggas out here like he came up. Like, it's a lose-lose. It's really designed to fuck, literally and figuratively, over the woman in the situation while literally empowering and lifting up the man who was capable of snagging two women to do this, as if women can't snag two men. Anyway, but that is what the definition of group sexes. So there are different types. And this will be a quick episode, guys, because one, I'm tired and I have a headache, but I really wanted to put out some content. And two, it's very self-explanatory, but I'm just going to break down some of the basics that are already known, but maybe not to everyone. So here I am for this episode. There are different types of group sex activities, starting with like sex parties, swingers, gangbangs, and orgies, and we will break down, you know, some do's, don'ts, some things to be aware of, and break down what some of those actually mean. So let's start with orgies. So orgies is an interaction with multiple people at the same time. This can involve, again, all genders and identities, and they can be taking place like sex parties. They can be taking place in like a private residence. Person has, you know, a group of friends that they come over, or they, you know, advocate a month where a person, or not advocate, but like delegate a month to each group or person or couple to host said party. And it can happen in venues and clubs and Airbnbs and hotel floors. Like, there are parties that happen. There's a very big conference. I feel like the biggest kink or BDSM conference in the country, and I've mentioned this before, happens in Ohio. And I think there's a hotel that kind of like dedicates that entire like weekend or week to said members, where it's just a whole hotel thing where they can just have a time. But yeah, orgies date back to Roman and Greek times, where some of them were same sex, some of them were, you know, of the opposite sex. But regardless, orgies, group sex, it's nothing new. So sometimes orgies are considered parts of sexual rituals and religious rituals, spiritual rituals, which where they saw sex as a way to connect with divinity or the divine being, whatever that may be, whatever you, you know, your faith may lie in. But there are levels to orgies, you know. It's not just we all just want to fucking have fun. Like, it's levels to it. And I say that because of what I just mentioned, being that some people use it as spiritual practices and religious rituals. Now, as we know, group sex can be not necessarily just orgies, but it can be threesomes, it can be foursomes, fivesomes, so on and so forth, where it can lead to being an orgy. But breaking down the basics of group sex, a group sex can just be a threesome. It is anything that is three or more people. And as someone who's had threesomes, a good amount, not as many as I'd like to have had, but I've had a lot. Like, I don't want to say it like that and be like, yo, you wildin'. Like, no, I'm not. I've had a good amount. I can definitely count on both hands, maybe a little more, how many I've had. I love that for me. It's been a time. I haven't ventured out as much as I would have liked to. I think I've mentioned it before. The fun sexual Miss Majesty, if you will, she curated an all woman sex party. I want to say it was like 2 years ago and I missed it. I think I might have been going out of town. And I've talked about my fantasy. I've said it on other people's podcasts. I've said it on mine. One of my big fantasies is an all-girl threesome, an all-woman sex party. I just feel like I would be safe and seen and secure, and it would just be a sensual act and just women loving on women and everything about women. So when I think of group sex, my mind goes to obviously sex parties as well. But I haven't had the opportunity to venture out because, as crazy as it sounds, and I don't know if this is like divine intervention, but every time I've tried to, like, I see a sex party happening, I'm like, oh, yes, let me get ready. And like, I'm ready to do like the vetting information and, you know, provide updated STD information and all of my recent testing results and everything. Something always happens. Like, either I'm just not in town, like, it's just the schedule just never works out, I'm never in town for it, or I'm sick, or something happens. Like, every time. I know Heart of Soft has thrown a few, and everyone they've thrown, down to their live shows, I was never in town. And I'm just like, what does that mean? What are you trying to tell me, universe? Like, am I not deserving of being loved on by multiple people at the same time anymore? Like, is this what I'm taking from this? Because every time I've wanted to do it, it just never panned out. And I really, really have always hated that for me. But we'll see. The summer is going to be, you know, I feel like we're in the face of, obviously, everything has a life in a light and a dark period. And winter is what I consider the dark period. It's when the world goes into, our side of the world goes into hibernation. And, you know, like our winter, because I'm not talking about like Australia, because I think they're going into like their winter now, that side of the world. But like, now we're in spring, and spring is renewal, and it's new opportunities and new moments and things to do. And I'm not really trying to sound like a hippie, y'all, I promise, but this is how I really view the world. We have a hibernation period, and then we have a rebirth, which is literally spring. Everything regrows, everything springs back up. And, you know, I'm hoping this summer I will be available and healthy, where I am able to participate in parties and group activities as such. So The next one is going to be swinger parties. So swinger parties are, and I would need to talk to someone who is a pro swinger to see what the distinction is between a sex party and a swingers party, because I know swingers, they are a community and they are aware of each other and they do have their own private parties. It's not this massively known, like I said, Heart of Soft, the Fun Sexual, people who curate and throw these play parties, because I feel like there are sex parties and then there are play parties. And the, like, Heart of Soft and Fun Sexual are definitely more so in a play realm, because you don't have to have sex when you go to these parties. And I'm not saying with a swingers party is automatic, but I feel like in specific communities, you know what you're going into when you go into it. So swinger parties are events where couples and singles can meet to engage in sexual activity with each other. I think of swinging, I feel like there's so many levels, because I think of like cuckolding and I'm like, does that fall into the realm of swinging? And I don't believe so, but again, I am not a swinger, so I would love to talk to like a pro swinger who's like, can confirm and deny, or not confirm and deny, but confirm what's right and what's wrong when it comes to differentiating, you know, sex parties, play parties, swinging parties, things of that nature. So these parties, swinging parties, typically can take place, again, at residences, like group sex, like play parties. There are swinging clubs. There are also like Airbnbs or venues designated where not only can you like mix and mingle and socialize and get to know this community that you want to be a part of, but you can also interact and engage in sexual activity. So the next one is gangbang. I know one person who has been gangbanged, and unfortunately I have not talked to her 7-8 years now. It's been a while. But she has been gangbanged. She loved it. I know women who love having like multiple partners, like being with 3 men or 4 men. And I think I need to really tap into them so I can have an in-detailed episode about the ins and outs, the pros and cons of gangbangs. But gangbangs involve one person, which is in the world, in society, American society, is typically a woman who is having sex with multiple people at the same time. Obviously, this is a consensual act. All parties involved are aware that the other parties are involved. There have been communication, discussions, and agreements set beforehand. So that is the nature of a gangbang. I have never had the desire to participate in a gangbang. It's just, I don't think it's really my cup of tea, but I know I'm very big into, you don't know what you like until you try it. But again, I've heard people's experiences, and not saying that their experiences were bad, they weren't. It's just it's like kind of like the male female threesome. It just never really appealed to me in that space. And I don't know, like, I will say, and this is wild, and I will not disclose who, but surprisingly enough, there are 2 men that I know personally that I would be actually really, really comfortable and content with having a threesome with them. And I don't know. It's so, if I can explain, let me see. All right. Let me back up for a second. Let me see how I can put this into words. Okay. So these 2 men that I know are friends. I will not disclose where they live because I feel like people be deducing the fuck out of shit. They'll be like, oh, it's these 2. No. They are two people I know personally. I have known for a very long time. And I genuinely do believe, like, it would be such a good experience for me. Like, and I want it to be a great experience for them too, but I just feel like there would be a level of comfort and a level of sensuality that would be unmatched compared to any other men that I'd be interested. Like, if I had two other men or other men that piqued my interest, I don't think if I had it with them and if I had it with these two gentlemen that I'm talking about, the experiences would not be the same. I genuinely feel like the two men that I'm talking about, it would be ethereal because of the level of comfort and the level of understanding that everyone in this little trio have, not only about like life and sexuality, but about each other. It would be a time. However, I'm going to keep that to myself. Please do not ask me any questions, because I promise you it's not who you think it is. Everybody's going to probably be like, we know. You don't. And I'm just going to say that in the nicest way possible. You don't. But I genuinely think it's never been on my radar. Never been something that's appealed to me. But with those two men, I think it would be great. I just don't know why. It's the genuine understanding of each other is what would make that a wang dang doodle. So, all right. So, the next thing I'm going to talk about is some of the things that need to be known if you are planning to participate in group sex. First and foremost, communication before any sexual activity that you have. Communication, understanding, and agreement is key. All three people need to get to know each other. And I'm not saying that you have to be in love with each other, but knowing someone at least on a mental and a slight emotional level. And I know there are some people who can do threesomes. They prefer to do a threesome with the person that they don't even know, so they can just detach and leave that person to do whatever they want to do and go on about their life when the deed is done. But if you are in the spaces that I've been in, which are typically the kink BDSM community space, where people can have multiple submissives or, you know, be poly. Not saying that poly is just all kink, but I'm saying it's very, you know, it's not uncommon in the community. Like, getting to know that person beyond, like, their name and actually knowing them as a person and liking them as a person is important. And it makes for so much, like, a better experience on so many different levels. So, you know, having a conversation about what you like, what you don't like, your comfortability, your boundaries, your preferences, what you like, what you don't like, that is important. Of course, consent. Consent is going to be the foundation of everything in the sexual realm, in the kink realm, in the BDSM realm. It's going to be one of the most important components, because without consent, there is no fun. I'm sorry. We know consensual non-consent, but keep in mind, with consensual non-consent, the first word is consensual. Okay. So consent is essential, period, to any sexual encounter. An encounter with multiple people, absolutely. Especially if you're doing like parties and orgies and swinging parties, and there are multiple people involved. Everybody needs to be on one accord. Everybody needs to understand what this is, what the purpose is, what we're doing, how we're going to go about it, and how we're going to stay safe doing it. So consent across the board with multiple people, everyone consenting to what they are signing up for, is key. Now, like all sex, protection is important. Is what you're saying importante? I'm sorry, it's a joke from yesteryear, back when I was still living in North Carolina and I worked with some girls who were great. It was a joke, but anyway. Protection is key here. I've never had a threesome where protection was not used. It was used on all partners. And it was safe. And I like safe. I'm very, very, very adamant and very devoted to my sexual and my reproductive health. So I am very, very, you know, what's the word? I want to say adamant again, but I am gung-ho, if you will, on knowing my sexual status, knowing everything. So like at the beginning of the year, I went to my OBGYN and I was like, run the gambit, girl. Like, any and everything. And she's like, any and everything? I'm like, any and everything. So HIV, HPV, like, you know, genital herpes, all the STDs and STIs, like trig and PID, like, test me for everything. Because I like knowing my status. I like being able to tell the person that I am going to be sexually active with, hey, this is my current status. If you need to see the paperwork, I'd gladly print it off for you. But protection is key here, especially when you are big into your sexual health, which I hope everyone, I know everyone isn't. I assume that most people are. But if you are engaging in with multiple partners, protection and honestly, like keeping up with everyone's sexual status and their current STD and STI testing results is key, because you don't want to spread this amongst everyone. More importantly, if you are a third to a couple, nobody wants an unwanted, unplanned pregnancy. So wrap it up, you know, birth control, plan B, keep some prophylactics on deck, keep your contraceptives on deck, your emergency contraceptives on deck, because you want to be here for a good time and you don't want it to be for the long haul. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want something to be like forever. So you just want to know your status. You want to use protection. You want to get tested, which is the next thing. You want to keep update with your status, because I can't emphasize that enough. It is so important to know your sexual status, because it's real out here, y'all. Like, it really is. STIs are a very real thing. And yes, some of them are very common and you can, you know, pop an antibiotic for 7 to 10 days and you'll be good as new. But there are also some where that is not the case. There are some that are viral that you can't get rid of and that you have for the rest of your life. So just emphasize getting tested, using protection, prep if need be, because a lot of women are not aware. It is not just for men who have sex with men. It is definitely for women who may be at a higher risk of being exposed to STDs and HIV because of demographic. I know Black women are at the highest of being exposed to things of this nature. So prep is important across the board, not just for men who have sex with men. The next one is choosing partners carefully. I'm going to talk about some of the cons that come with interacting and engaging in group sex in a moment, but you want to choose your people. You want to trust your partners. You want to know your partners. And again, I know there are some people who love to have, you know, intercourse with a person that they ultimately don't really know in that nature. But as paranoid Patty over here, me, I like to know about people and know of people that I'm going to be engaging in sexual activity with, because again, I know what my status is. I am negative across the board and I would like to remain that way. So choosing someone you know, we're all adults. These are adult activities, you know. Knowing a person, knowing their age is very important here. Having that conversation. And some of these conversations aren't comfortable conversations, but they're necessary to have fun and to be healthy while you have fun. The next one is in group sex, it is actually really safe to have a safe word as well. All right, so we all know what safe words are. If you've listened to my podcast, you are aware of the things that can happen in the alternative lifestyles or the alternative to the societal norm when it comes to sex and things that are not sex. A safe word can ensure everybody's on one accord. Everybody knows what that word means. Everybody's boundaries are respected. And that once that word is said, that all activity from all parties ceases to exist. It comes to a halt and it stops immediately. So yeah, even in group sex, it is sound to also have a safe word as well. So some of the cons, and this is the last thing I'm going to talk about. Like I said, guys, quick episode, but my head is pounding, so I just want to bring it on to a close. So obviously some of the risks and some of the cons of having group sex can be unwanted pregnancies, STIs, STDs. So like I said, be aware, know your status, get tested, use protection. Another one can be potential jealousy and other negative emotions. And I have experienced that once before in a dynamic, and it was not great. It was years ago, but mine was more so intuition. I was right. Love that for me. But it's not a good feeling when something that's supposed to be enjoyable and pleasurable for everyone involved to be stew or like stemming from or have a foundation of negative emotion behind it, where it causes a rift, it causes consistent problems, it makes what you're trying to do not all that enjoyable. Because once you get in your head about something, or once you get in your feelings about something, and it's a part of your everyday life, it becomes very, very hard to separate the two, and one will always trump the other. And I promise you, it will be the negative emotions trumping the entire dynamic every time. So that is something that can potentially happen in threesomes. That is something that can potentially happen in group sex. It's also why I said I could not date a couple. And I have stood on business 10 toes for years about this. I love people who want to date couples. I love thruples. I love that for them. Your girl isn't equipped. And me being very self-aware of my emotions, my needs, and my feelings, I know that is not for me, which is why I have told couples in the past, no love, not really interested, because breakups are bad across the board, whether you are in a throuple or whether you're just dating one person. I don't think I'm going to handle two people collectively deciding to break up with me. Not saying that that'll even happen, but because it's a possibility and it's something that I don't want to endure, because I haven't endured a breakup in a very long time, I'm not going to do it. And I keep my peace, and I protect people who want to engage with me as well as myself by saying no. You will find someone where this works for you, love bugs. Unfortunately, it will not be me. I can't handle it. So because I know I can't handle it, and it's not even on some like on jealousy type things, because if I'm a person going into a relationship with a couple, I already know what it is. I'm just saying the negative emotion aspect of it. I don't have time. I know this. It's why I only want to date one person and one person only. It's a lot. You know, I am not capable of being a poly person. I love the people who do it successfully and they're mentally and emotionally capable enough to do it. I am not. And because I know that I'm not, is why I say, like, and you know, like that whole the pancake waffle thing on Twitter, like you say, oh, I hate waffles. or like, oh, I love waffles. And the other person's like, oh, so you hate pancakes. This is not me saying I hate poly people, because people hear when you say something about a space that somebody's in that is not in agreement with what they believe, they don't hear you. They go into defense mode. I'm not saying I hate the poly lifestyle. Let me reiterate that again. I'm not saying, I said it's not for me. I have attempted. It was a failed, severely failed attempt. This is why I can't date couples. And this is why I cannot be poly. I am only speaking for me. I'm not speaking for everyone, because I know people who are actively dating couples who are actively poly, and they are thriving in their dynamics. And I love this for them, and I stand for them, and I support them wholeheartedly. But your girl ain't got it. And because she knows she ain't got it, she not gonna try it. So it is what it is for me. It is what it is. The last thing, what you need to be aware of that can be a con in participating in group sexual activity, is sometimes it can be the social stigma behind it. Some people aren't ready for what society has to say about them being a swinger, or being, you know, liking threesomes, or wanting to be gangbanged, or liking orgies. So you might get a drawback from that. Some people might be with it, and then they get into their heads about it. And, you know, we have been conditioned. We, in American society, in all societies, we have been conditioned to perceive what is right and what is wrong in regards to sexuality and sex. So it could be somebody who's all for it, and then they rethink it, and then they push back, or either they scale back because societal norms, social stigma. So that is something to also be very aware of. That's something to genuinely have a conversation about beforehand. And I understand people, we are forever changing, and we change consistently, and that is a possibility. So these are things to keep in mind. All right. And that, I don't think I have any emails. Guys, if you want to email me, or if you have anything that you want to tell me, you know what? Let me just check to see if I have anything. So I just checked to see if I had any emails or to see if I had any DMs, and I don't. But if you guys want to send me anything, you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want a story, share stories with me. Josh, aka Faze Funk, you guys know, you heard Josh on the show for a year or so, has been encouraging me to get into like erotic reading, and I can share my story. I am not a writer. I love the people who do write. I can read it in the most relaxing and sensual voices that you need me to read it in. But I am not a writer. I am a hands-on person. I create. I do painting and hair and things of that nature. So I'm not a writer. But if you have stories that you would like me to share, I would like to gather some and possibly do a Patreon and see where this goes, because I have a few people who have a few voices that I would love to have them read some of you guys' erotic literature, because they have the voice and the tones for it, and it would be phenomenal. So if you have anything, you can email me at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram at kinkswithkikipodcast. I'm not on Twitter right now. I've deactivated my Twitter. I'm 2 seconds from deactivating my Instagram because your girl is just exhausted. Haven't decided yet, but we'll see. But yeah, if you guys want to reach out, these are the ways and avenues that you can do so. Hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy this beautiful weather. I know New York City is supposed to be really nice this week. Like 70s, high 70s, maybe low 80s, but beautiful weather. Get out, get some vitamin D, get some sunshine, take in deep breaths, get fresh air, and enjoy whatever it is that you have happening this week. And as always, I'm your dose of black girl in this kinky ass world, and until next time, beautiful people, peace.